Have you ever felt like you were losing your mind in a relationship? That gnawing sense that something is deeply wrong, yet everyone, including the person hurting you, insists you're overreacting? You're not imagining it. Narcissistic abuse operates as psychological terrorism, a calculated campaign of emotional destruction that leaves no visible scars, yet devastates everything inside. Shahida Arabi's powerful collection of essays has become a lifeline for millions trapped in this invisible war, ranking as Amazon's #1 bestseller in personality disorders for 8 consecutive months. What makes her work revolutionary isn't just the research, it's the validation. She confirms what victims desperately need to hear. You're not crazy, you're not oversensitive, and you're definitely not alone. The narcissist's playbook begins with strategic manipulation, not love. Through accelerated intimacy, they mirror your dreams and values with unsettling precision, positioning themselves as your soulmate. They isolate you under the guise of devotion, severing your support network while making you feel chosen. This intoxicating piece feels especially seductive if you've survived previous emotional battlegrounds. Then comes the first unexpected blow, rage erupting from nowhere, quickly dismissed as just a bad day. Your strengths morph into flaws, your boundaries become unreasonable demands, and your reality becomes whatever they declare it to be. What began as romance transforms into addiction, a potent cocktail of poison and remedy that keeps you perpetually off balance. Each withdrawal period leaves you desperately chasing validation, trying to recapture the fairy tale that has morphed into nightmare. The narcissist doesn't just hurt you, they celebrate your pain, feasting on your wounds rather than healing them. You become emotionally malnourished, surviving on crumbs of affection. The only true closure comes from within, recognizing that Prince Charming never existed at all. Understanding narcissistic manipulation means recognizing you are fighting psychological warfare with relationship skills. The idealization, devaluation, discard cycle forms their primary weapon. During idealization, you're love bombed with excessive attention. Devaluation brings erratic behavior, hot one moment, cold the next, as criticism replaces compliments. During discard, they abandon you in deliberately humiliating ways, often while grooming your replacement. Intermittent reinforcement keeps victims hooked through unpredictable rewards, creating gambling-like addiction. You receive diminishing returns while investing more effort, believing perfection will restore the loving person. Gaslighting becomes their cornerstone of control. Phrases like, "you're too sensitive," or "I never said that," make you question reality, allowing them to escape accountability while controlling your perception. Narcissists maintain harems of admirers, morphing personas depending on their audience. After discarding you, they launch smear campaigns, painting you as unstable, deflecting accusations by provoking emotional responses that prove your instability. Triangulation manufactures love triangles through excessive flirting. Statements like, "I wish you'd be more like her," or creating uncertainty about exes. The disconnect between their false self and true self creates profound cognitive dissonance as you struggle to reconcile the charming person who captivated you with the cruel abuser who emerged. Narcissistic abuse is psychological terrorism, a million tiny shocks that shatter memory, erode self-worth, and fragment your life. Unlike physical abuse, these invisible wounds leave victims struggling to explain their trauma to others who dismiss them with, "it takes two to tango." You didn't choose an abusive relationship. You chose a partner wearing a false mask who revealed their true nature only after securing your emotional investment. The DSM-5 defines narcissistic personality disorder as a pervasive pattern of grandiosity, need for admiration, and lack of empathy. Their covert abuse, emotional, spiritual, financial, sexual, and physical, can be more damaging than overt abuse because there are no visible wounds. In these relationships, you become an object supplying admiration and attention, trapped in persistent patterns of entitlement and callous exploitation affecting nearly 60 million Americans. The consequences can be deadly. Psychotherapist Christine Louis de Cannonville describes narcissistic victim syndrome. Symptoms including dissociation, cognitive dissonance, and trauma bonding that lead victims to defend abusers. This syndrome overlaps with PTSD and complex PTSD, featuring toxic shame, emotional flashbacks, hypervigilance, anxiety, and depression. Toxic individuals deploy manipulative tactics that exploit, demean, and silence victims while evading accountability. These diversionary strategies distort reality and deflect responsibility, making it nearly impossible to maintain your sense of truth. Gaslighting replaces facts with false narratives, using phrases like, "That didn't happen," or "Are you crazy?" eroding your reality and disabling self-trust. Projection occurs when they attribute their own traits to you, making you feel responsible for their behavior. Thoughtful discussions devolve into word salad, circular conversations, and personal attacks. A simple disagreement spirals into attacks on your entire life because you've triggered a narcissistic injury. They rely on sweeping generalizations like, "You're never satisfied," rather than addressing specific concerns. Malignant narcissists transform legitimate emotions into character flaws, reframing your statements to seem absurd. "Oh, so now you're perfect?" They employ impossible standards through the moving the goalposts fallacy, constantly shifting expectations. When confronted, narcissists immediately change the subject to something you did years ago. Combat this with the broken record method, repeatedly redirecting to the original issue. Driven by pathological envy, they respond with ultimatums rather than mature compromise, instilling fear to force compliance with unreasonable demands. Narcissists are drawn to your strengths, but feel threatened by them. Your achievements initially attract them, yet these same qualities trigger their compulsive need to diminish you. The pattern unfolds predictably. They praise your accomplishments while harboring intense resentment. They turn minor situations into competitions. What they once called brilliant, they later dismiss as mediocre. They sabotage important moments through calculated arguments and crazy-making tactics. Healing requires developing a toxic people phrases filter, a mental framework that reinterprets narcissistic degradation as evidence they recognize your value. Healthy individuals feel joy for others' success rather than an urge to diminish it. The intensity of a narcissist's pathological envy measures your true power. The stronger their reaction, the more significant your capabilities. The narcissist's relationship is designed for your failure through moving goalposts, contradictory communication, and gaslighting. Yet this devastating experience offers profound awakening, heightening your discernment and deepening appreciation for authentic connection. For survivors who've ended relationships, no contact protects against hoovering. Those in complex situations can practice gray rock, becoming emotionally non-reactive while developing exit strategies. Reverse discourse involves mentally talking back to abusers, replacing disempowering words with positive affirmations. Healing isn't linear. Cognitive behavioral therapy dismantles cognitive distortions. Meditation thickens frontal lobes, reversing trauma's effects. EMDR uses eye movements to desensitize negative emotions. Yoga increases mindful awareness. Art therapy bypasses language centers shut down by trauma. Inner child work reconnects with childhood wounds. Daily affirmations reprogram the subconscious. Physical outlets like kickboxing or dance combat trauma's paralysis. You didn't deserve this abuse, but you do deserve healing. Your capacity to love deeply wasn't weakness, it was strength they could never possess. Now redirect that extraordinary capacity inward. Heal not to prove anything to them, but to reclaim everything they tried to steal: your reality, your worth, your voice. Surviving wasn't your final chapter. Thriving is.